Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Sure, Francis Gillespie.
Hey, Francis. How can I help you today?
So I called before because apparently there was an outage in our area, and our modem will not. I wasn't home. My wife just got home, and they told us to try to reset it to see if it'll work, but our modem won't connect. I'm still working, but she just sent me a text message to tell me because she won't be able to call out because without internet, we have no service at our house.
Oh, so there's still no internet at your home?
Yeah, yeah. I guess there was an outage or something earlier, and they asked me to reset the modem and see if it worked, which I couldn't. You know, I'm still working. So my wife got home, and she tried to, and she went outside to text me because it's still not connecting. She unplugged it, plugged it back in, and that, and it still won't work.
All right, no problem. So I'll be more than happy to check and see what's going on. I would have to go ahead and create a ticket for you and have it escalated over to the tech team. Or let me take a look on the account first. Could you go ahead and verify your service address, please?
Sure, 9 Sterling Avenue in Saugerties, New York, 12477.
What speed internet do you have with us?
I think the 2 gig, I really don't know. But I know we started with the higher one, I know that.
Okay, could I have the email address on the file?
Sure. It's a lot like my name, so it starts with Evgen Frank, so FGILLE0678@AOL.com.
And the phone number?
845-416-3365.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, give me a moment, please.
I'm going to pull up my invoice so I know that from that one.
I'm just looking at some information here. Just bear with me a second, okay?
Mm-hmm. I thought it would say in the bill what we got. Oh, yeah, 2 gig. Take care, Tess. See you tomorrow.
All right, so we haven't received any active alarms at your location since 3 hours ago. So I'm going to go ahead and create the ticket for you and have it escalated over to our IT department to see what they can have done for you. If not, then we would have to schedule someone out to come at your location to see what's going on, okay?
How long does that take? Because I have no phone, no, I have no nothing until I have internet service. And this is, I mean, that was one of the reasons I taught when I switched to you guys. I asked it because, like, if I call Time Warner, they would send somebody basically tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest. One of the reasons I left is because I was told that stuff would be rectified quickly. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to be a pain. I just don't, like, you're saying go to IT, then this and that. Like, I need this fixed by, like, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming you're not going to come out tonight, so I'm going to have no TV. I have nothing to do tonight except sit and stare at my walls. And if you don't come tomorrow, it's, you know what I mean, like, work hours, it's not very easy, obviously. This is a problem. This is why I was hesitant to switch.
All right, what I can do, I can try to see if I'm able to get a technician out at your location at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Is that okay?
Not really. Nobody's home for work. I'll have to figure it out. Yeah, if they can get there, I don't know. I'll have to figure it out because they're going to have to be inside, obviously, to look at the modem, right?
That is correct. Or better yet, is it okay if I just place you on hold just for a minute or two, please? I'm gonna try and see if I'm able to reach out to the department to see what else can be done and see what's going on, okay?
Yep.
All right, bear with me one moment, please. Is it okay if I place you on hold just for a minute or two?
Yes.